Hey, why are you laughing?
That was such a long pause. You were like,
yeah, it was.
You were like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'll go. And I was just sat here like, when's he going to go? When's he going to start?
I took in a breath and then I just kind of like took in like a deeper, like a slightly more deep breath to just kind of, I don't know. I felt like I wasn't quite there. And then I did, and I started. So, you know, welcome back, everybody. As you know, we're Bad Film Good.
Yeah.
Because you know us. I'm sure you listen to every episode.
Well, you would have seen the title.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You would have seen the title. But what you wouldn't have seen is that we are the podcast that looks at poorly rated movies, and we ask the question, is this Bad Film Good?
Yep.
Maybe you did see that, depending on whether it's in the description,
nope.
To be fair. My name is Declan.
And I'm Aiden and the Chipmunks.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, again. Wah-ah-ah-ah, Aiden. yeah, today we're looking, finally, getting it out of the way, or not, maybe, who knows, Alvin and the Chipmunks 4, Road Chip.
Well, it's not the last one, because what I haven't told you is next week we're doing the the TV series that's on there.
No. is it kind of the death of a... maybe not the death of a franchise. But I just feel like if you get to that point... Depends when they did the series, but... If you get to the point where you're like... We've got a successful movie series, and then it becomes a TV series, and the movies just die off. And then it becomes a TV series that then dies off after, like, a couple seasons.
It's the TV series that has none of the original voice cast, just people doing impressions of it.
Brilliant.
That's when you know that it's
dead.
So, like... For example, the penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Although, I don't know if the... Well, when I was younger, I thought the show was pretty good. But
it's all right. The show's not bad. We're not saying these shows are bad. We're just saying it's the death
of the
franchise.
It just kills off the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just kills off the thing.
Like
the
Kung Fu Panda show, which, in fairness, Jack Black returned for, because he's like...
Did he?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll fucking do that. Why not? He loves it.
yeah.
But, yeah, death of...
But no one else did. Angelina Jolie was like,
no, she was like, are you joking? No.
Yeah. Jackie Chan was like, nah. Seth Rogen? Nah.
Maybe. I would...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Anyway, yeah, so we're going to be watching that film. But before we do, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is wah-ah-ah-ah-out Shrekking this week? That's the Chipmunk special.
Trek. yeah, so this is an article from Vulture, and...
From an actual vulture?
From a vulture. Well, actually,
damn,
quite topical. if you know what the article is about, then you'd then you'd actually quite agree that it's quite topical. Yes.
Well, no, if you read it to us.
So, look, I'm going to read it. And then I'll give some context behind the article, because I feel like the article misses out some key elements. This says, the title of the article is, "A man says goodbye to his dying dad in a Shrek costume." Right?
Okay, so hang on. Before we get into any context for this, right, I'm listening to that sentence. And in my brain, I'm like, okay, who's in the costume? Is he saying goodbye to his dying dad in a costume? Or is he saying goodbye to his dying dad in a costume? You know what I'm saying?
I can confidently say
the
guy saying goodbye is wearing the costume.
That was the least exciting.
Yeah, I know. Goodbye, Dad. I still don't know why you wouldn't take off the costume.
Yeah. It's my costume, yeah.
It's been 12
years.
Get
the fuck off. You're not even Scottish, Dad. Get out of my swamp.
Get out of my swamp. It's not even a good impression, Dad. Just let it go.
It's me, boo. That's from Brave.
The toxic plastics from the costume are leaking into your bloodstream. If you just took it off,
that's what gave you cancer.
Save you. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let me read the article. Because, sure, again, it really just... maybe you'll understand, but it starts off with a children's birthday party entertainer named Russell is dressed for one of his gigs as the animated character Shrek when he receives a call from his sister, Ali, telling him that his estranged father is on his deathbed and he needs to rush over immediately or risk missing his chance to say goodbye. He looks
He's a bit of a strange father if he wears a Shrek costume all the time, isn't he?
Yeah. No wonder if he's strange. he looks down at his elaborate costume, complete with convoluted prosthetics and green makeup, and asks, "Do you mean, like, right now?" It's a perfect premise for a comedy sketch.
What?
Yeah. See? See what I mean?
Wait. But is this is real, right? Or is this...
Let me finish the article.
Okay.
If not the most meaty, one could imagine a version of it on the now defunct platform Vine, where it cuts off right after Russell delivers the line. But that's not the route filmmaker Matt Kazam took with it. In his new short film, Donkey, a Vimeo staff pick, he plays out this scenario over a winding 15-minute journey, beginning with Russell driving to his gig, listening to self-help affirmations, to Russell being rejected from the party he was supposed to work for not effectively capturing Shrek's likeness. I can't be arsed anymore.
I hate this.
Basically,
I hate this.
This is a short film. Right? But yeah. Nowhere, until you start reading the article, do you know that it's a short film. So I was like, when you Google Shrek and it gives you all the articles, the title of the article is "A Man Says Goodbye to His Dying Dad in a Shrek Costume." And I was like, what the fuck? And then I started reading it and I was like,
yeah.
A children's birthday party named Russell was dressed. And then I was like, Jesus Christ. And then it's like, this is a perfect comedy sketch. And I was like,
yeah, I know.
Yo, what the fuck, Vulture?
That was my thoughts. I was like, who wrote this fucking article, dude?
But no, it's a comedy sketch. He's in his Shrek costume. And then he's like going around. Everyone's like, you're stupid. And then he gets a call being like, your dad, whatever. And then, he goes, but he's in a Shrek costume, so it's funny. And that's the article.
So dumb.
The article itself and the short film, dead. But the fact that I didn't realize it was a comedy sketch until I had to read it. Excellent. So that's what Shrek in this
one. I mean, it's clickbait at its finest.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, they got me.
Yeah. That's why whenever I see it come up on, like, I don't really use Facebook that much, but if I ever see like a post come up on Facebook and it's probably the fucking gaming Bible or whatever, those pages, you know, where there's like a million pages that are all called like gaming Bible, lad Bible, funny haha blooper Bible or whatever bullshit. And then it's just like the most obscure, they're like, oh, this crazy thing happened. And then you just click on the comments and then there's at least that one guy at the top of the comments that's like, hey guys, save you a click. This is what they were talking about. It's all bullshit. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I love
and
that
I'm
guy.
Like, cool. Thank you. Bye. You're doing us a service.
Yeah,
Alan.
Yeah. Literally. I get them all the time. I get them for sports stuff as well. Like, I like
sports Bible.
No, not sports Bible, but it'll be because it's like the sponsored post thing. And it'll be like, oh my God, this. Like, it'll be like an F1 driver or something.
This guy kicked a ball in a goal. Oh, F1.
Yeah.
This guy drove around on a track.
It'll be like, oh my God, Lewis Hamilton's going to quit. Click the article now for the full story.
To stop him.
And then it's
click
like,
the article and tell him not to.
Yeah. Click one for
please,
yes.
Please, Mr. Hamilton.
Yeah. Vote now. But then you look at the comments and it's like, it says he's going to quit when he's done, like when it would be like
when he's 80.
Yeah, he's like, I'll quit when I'm ready. And then they're like, oh, that means now. He's quitting now.
No, he's not quitting now, but he is going to quit when he's ready. Oh no, when will he be ready? Probably so when shit. His career's done and
yeah,
I don't know how many up. Years.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
it's because he's getting beaten by all those kids that played Gran Turismo and then get put on the racetrack.
Oh my god. So context behind that inside joke. I really want to watch Gran Turismo. I think it looks terrible.
I wouldn't want to watch it for the podcast because I don't feel like it's enough of a, like, I don't think it will be a great film, but I don't feel like it's enough of a laughably bad film to bring to the table. I feel like we would watch it and then sit here and be like, yeah, it was just shit. It's just mid.
See, that's where I differ from you, because I watched the trailer and I was like, this isn't a real film. This is a fake film. This is like... Like, the trailer, they tell you everything that's going to happen. The acting is like...
You don't need to watch the film.
It's like, the acting is crazy. David Harbour is saying his lines, and it's like he can't believe they're coming out of his mouth. It's like... I'm gonna watch it by myself.
Just in the corner by himself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we're not doing it. It's just a bit rubbish. But what we are doing... It's Alvin Falls. Oh,
what a smooth transition. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well,
Thank you.
Before we get into the Alvin info, before you say anything, hang on a minute. No, I do a bit before that. Fuck it out. I'm jumping ahead because I can't wait till this is done. No, so we watched, this is Alvin and the Chipmunks Bloody Four. And we watched it on Disney Plus.
Say the real title.
Alvin and the Chipmunks for Chip. No, on the road, Chip.
No,
chipping all over this chip. Road.
The road, Chip.
I left some chip. There's a chip in the road. Alvin and the Chipmunks. We just went over a pothole because there's a chip in the road. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Watch out for that chip in the road.
It's Alvin. I've run him over.
It's Alvin. I run him over and he's now dead. Good riddance in brackets. Road chip. We watched on Disney Plus, which describes it as being your favorite furballs, the Chipmunks, hit the road for an all out music filled adventure.
Yikes. Is that it?
That's it. Well, that's all that happens in the goddamn.
I guess so, but also.
Kind of.
I love how they had to. They had to clarify who your favorite
I was thinking
are.
That. Like, yeah. I wonder what other furballs were around in 2015 that G-force. They were like... G-Force. Your favorite furballs. No, guys, it's not G-Force.
Yeah. Right?
It's the Chipmunks. This isn't a G-Force sequel, all right? We'll talk about the Chipmunks. Yeah. Thank you.
Aww.
Hit the road for an all-out music-filled adventure. Once again, it's not the G-Force, it's the Chipmunks. All right.
That guy in the back's like, oh yeah, gonna see that sexy gerbil again. Or what?
guinea pig.
Yeah.
Cracking open.
And then he sees the fucking it's the Chipmunks, he's like, aww. And then the Chipx come back on the screen, he's like, hey!
For all of 5 minutes in this movie. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Before we do, Aiden, do your thing.
Amazing.
We're all about smooth transitions.
It was made in 2015. It was directed by Walt Becker. It stars Alvin, Theodore, Simon, Steve Buscemi, Jason Lee, Tony Hale, the magical Tony Hale.
Has it been a different person directing each one?
I believe so. Yeah. Well, I don't know if the first two were, but the third and fourth one were.
Sure.
Kimberly Williams-Paisley, Josh Green, Justin Long, Matthew Gray-Gubler, Jesse McCarthy, Kaylee Cuoco, I assume she's a chipmunk. I didn't realize.
Yeah, she was one of the chipmunks. Yeah,
Anna Faris again.
Both of them were. I can't remember if Kaylee Cuoco, however you say her name. I can't remember whether she was definitely one of them in three, but I remember seeing that Anna Faris was in three.
Okay,
so I don't know if they kept
Applegate
the same
as well.
Her as well, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it has 4.9 out of 10 on IMDb, 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, only 33 Metal Crickets like it. It had a budget. Once again, we worked out why they made a fourth one. This may be a question as to why they haven't made a fifth one, because it's got a budget. It had a budget of 90 million. And it made just over 234.
What?
Million.
Huh?
It's just.
You are joking.
They are. They should just keep making them.
We'll get into it. But it did very feel. There's such a time stamp on it of like a real. You can really tell what time and what date is from. And I just wonder whether, everyone kind of moved on after that. I mean, come on, it's 2015. 2016 was when everything started going downhill and we moved into the darkest timeline. So,
yeah.
I guess maybe in a better timeline we would have had more Chipmunk movies.
Yeah, that's the downside of the multiverse when you're in the... When you're in the B universe, we're in the universe where Miles Morales becomes the Prowler, and they're in the universe where he becomes Spider-Man, and they have seven Chipmunk films
and counting.
They're going strong. Because it really does date. My first note is literally, "Is that fucking LMFAO?" I couldn't believe it.
wait. But before we get into it, I just had a thought. Could you imagine if the Chipmunks like franchise really persisted and they made more films, and you know, let's say it takes them like a couple years, 3 years to do each film or something, and then they kind of get into like close to nowadays. You know how they kind of like. We'll get into it, especially with things like you said, with LMFAO, like, whatever the fuck that was. Like, 100% it would have been awful, because they would have been like, oh, TikTok's now a thing. Let's get all the Chipmunks doing TikToks.
Yeah!
Could you imagine? Yeah. Maybe we're not on the darkest timeline, because I feel like that would have been awful.
Yeah. What do you mean awful? That's what we want.
No. No, you know the fucking weird, the really weird NPC shit that is like popular on TikTok at the moment. Have you seen it? It's where like somebody basically pretends to be an NPC and then people donate stuff for them to say like phrases.
It is
the most cringy fucking thing. And look, they're getting bank, so sure, power to them. But it's slowly cultivating. It's like TikTok slowly kind of folding in on itself and just cultivating and getting more and more efficient as much as it can, just compacting down to this point where they can just keep people in the app by giving them instant dopamine hits. It's like they've just introduced, I just found out the other day, apparently they've got auto scroll now, so you don't even have to touch your phone. You can just put it down and it will auto scroll for you, because it's just there to keep you in.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? I mean, this is a tangent, but like it's fucking crazy. So they're just it's more and more and more ways to just get like the jangling keys in front of people, and just to get like quicker and quicker and quicker, and just be like, hey, don't look away. Ooh, look at me. Woo,
look at me. We got chipmunks now.
Look at me. Hey, we got chipmunks now. And then the chipmunks are like, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I could not imagine.
Maybe we need to make a fan account for the chipmunks.
No, we just need to put the podcast clips up with Subway Surfers below it. That's it. That's the jingling keys. You
genuinely do that. I do it for the next one.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to put that in a fucking cut that in on a thing.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, because that's what you do. That's what it is now. It's Subway Surfers, or it's somebody like cutting a soap bar in weird ways. Or,
oh, we like... could totally do that. I could cut up a soap bar. I could do that. This is why no one listens. We're gonna be adding shit onto the clips.
Yeah, that's what it is. You just jingle keys in front of people as soon as they go onto it, and you're like, don't click away, don't click away. Look at this. Woo. Anyway, yeah, I think we would have been on the darkest timeline, darker than we are now, if the chipmunks had breached their way onto TikTok. So,
well, we'll agree spared. To disagree.
But yeah, no, getting straight into the dumb shit. LMFAO, apparently.
Yeah, right.
And he's just like, "Hey, chipmunks,
yeah, he's
how
like,
are you
hey,
doing?"
Hey, Alvin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, it's so... This film has so many bizarre, like, minor celebrity cameos. It's so good. Weird. And I feel like it's... The other ones, I swear, didn't have this. But it feels like this kind of thing where, like, because the other ones were popular... You really got like a heavy, you got somebody involved, some studio guy or whatever, who's just like, the chipmunks, they're big. This time, oh, we're going to bring them in. We're going to get LMFAO. That's a popular one, isn't it? We'll just get some celebrity, whoever's filming next door, we'll just get some minor celebrities in. We'll just pop them in the thing, and then people can go, hey, look, I know them. And the chipmunks, oh, they're just having a good time, aren't they? And we'll put some fucking weird ass songs in there for them to sing that are like current songs so that people can enjoy them and be like, that's the chip, we'll sell the album. And they'll be like, it's the chipmunks singing Uptown Funk. Fuck me, Jesus.
We'll get into it.
But they sing Uptown Funk. I'm like, why? This strays away from my chipmunks. from the chipmunks of old. You know how they used to be.
Also, but it like, is they only,
such a different film.
And I know we've talked about it in previous films, but they only do covers. Like, how are they international stars?
Although
if they only sing covers. Some Bruno Mars is going to be like, hey, I didn't sign off on that shit. I'm suing the chipmunks for using my song.
Yeah, what if they didn't get permissions and then they'd actually have to have a court case where they sue the chipmunks?
Maybe
in
that's
real life.
The fifth one.
Yeah. Out of the chipmunks. Or do you have like a... I'm trying to think of like a court hearing chipmunk pun.
I'll leave it with you.
Like,
you stay quiet.
It'd be like chip carceration.
Boo.
Oh, I thought it was like half okay.
Yeah, it's better than what I've got.
What do you have?
Chip jury.
No, that's so shit.
Yeah. But look, yeah, so they're fucking... So they're throwing a party for Dave, even though he's not there.
It's supposed to be a surprise party for him coming home, I think. But
Because
they're recording...
As well,
at the very beginning, they're like recording themselves, making a video for him to say, like... Oh, this is for Dave. We're going to do a surprise party for Dave. And then Alvin just, like, calls up, I don't know, half of LA.
Literally. Yeah. Including LMFAO.
And he doesn't even do... I don't remember if they've... I don't think they did it in a previous film already. But they don't even do Party Rock Anthem. And I guarantee you, they were like, look... Mr. LMFAO. Is that his... I don't know if it's like a group or if it's just that guy.
It's that guy and his uncle, which... Okay. And I think the uncle is like notorious.
He's the AO. and he's the LMF.
No, but I think the uncle is like a terrible person or something.
Makes sense. It's the music industry. So, but I almost guarantee you that they were like, hello, Mr. LMFAO and uncle. We want you to be in our film, Chipmunks 4 Road Chip. And he was like, all right, but because they were like, oh, we want you to do that really famous song that everyone loves, Party Rock Anthem. And then he's like, well, yeah, it's good, but I also don't want to be a one-hit wonder, so I want to promote my new song, Juicy Wiggle, and I want that to be the song that we do in this. So they get LMFAO in the film, and they don't even do Party Rock Anthem, which in itself I was like, why is this happening? He was like, hey, yo, Chipmunks, I'm going to do my new song, Juicy Wiggle. And I was like, huh? And then they just have this whole segment where they basically do the whole song, and it's just loads of random people dancing to it, and the chipmunks occasionally going, hey, whoa, he's doing a move. And I was like, this just feels so fucking... I think my note here is... where is it? Yeah, I said, what is this weird Get Juicy thing? This feels like the chipmunks are selling out. How is this for kids? Well, it's just all these like half naked fucking people
dancing,
body rolling and slapping themselves and just being like, get juicy. And then the chipmunks being like, haha, yeah. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, we're this children. Is
so fucked.
We're still children.
Oh, remind me in a little bit, I have a very interesting point of conversation to do with the chipmunks themselves.
Okay, well,
I don't remember if we talked about it, but yeah.
I just,
I
have some maybe context, around
Elephant Ooh, okay.
the period, because briefly looking into it, they broke up, so Party Rock Anthem came out in 2011, when the chipmunks came out. Chipmunks 3. And again, I can't remember if that was in the fucking film. Who knows? And then in 2012, they took a quote-unquote hiatus.
Right.
I can't be asked to look into it, but I'm sure that the uncle is like not good.
Sure.
You can look into it if you want to.
I mean, if you're an uncle in the music industry, you've done something. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, they took
Uncle Ian, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Who isn't in this movie, by the way? Criminal.
I was heartbroken, but I'll get into it.
Yeah, like, we'll
because, so yeah, in 2012 they broke up. Then this film, in 2015, they get the less worse half of LMFAO, the guy with the afro.
Yeah.
And maybe he's like, I got to start my own solo career somehow. I'll be LMFAO and I'll do my new single.
Juicy Wiggle.
Juicy Wiggle.
Get Juicy or whatever the fuck.
Get Juicy. Maybe.
Jesus. Yeah.
Maybe.
Either way, the point is, I'd never heard it before. It was shit. The chipmunks are just there like, ha ha, yeah. Well, everyone's just like straight fucking on the dance floor. And I was like, cool, this is a kids movie. This is meant for kids.
And then Dave comes home and, you know, he has a
He says that bit we all love.
Yeah.
Where he goes, Alvin!
He does a lot more in this. I wasn't doing the
like,
Alvin.
He's just like an old man at this point, and he's like, Alvin!
He sounds like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, Alvin! What's the deal with Alvin the chipmunk? Sorry. Anyway. But, yeah, he comes home, and the chipmunks have a very good point about this whole situation that we found ourselves in with the chipmunks living with Dave. Dave goes, I just want you to have a normal life. And the chipmunks are like, but we're not normal kids. And I was like, exactly. They're fucking chipmunks that can sing. Yeah. This, none of this is normal. He's like,
yeah.
I stopped you from touring so you could go to school and have a normal life. And I was like, bro, this is they should be touring. They should be fucking touring nonstop. That's and what I'll their tell, life is.
Do you want me to tell you why they should be touring?
Yes.
And this is something that I think that actually Raisa brought up while we were watching it. It's a very prevalent, interesting thing that I think should be addressed. Because we talk about them like they are kids, right?
Yeah,
now, maybe. I pose the question, I wonder what age a kid would be in to chipmunks, like in chipmunk years, right? Because humans, we can live up to about 800 years, 800 years, whatever. Like, you know, a kid is up until a certain point. What is that for chipmunks? So then Raisa, she looked up the age lifespan of a chipmunk. And Aiden, can you guess how many years chipmunks live?
Well, look, the first one was in 2007, was it? So they have to live at least, I'm going to say, 12 years.
All right. Regular chipmunks, aside from, there's a different chipmunk which has an extra, like, you know, few years on it, whatever. It's like a super special one, but that's not what we're dealing with here. We're talking about normal chipmunks.
Yeah, they're bog standard.
They live 3 years, Aiden. they only live for 3 years? Dude, they're
dead.
Almost dead. this is the fourth movie. He found those chipmunks. They must have just been, like, born. They were super, super... They'd only just, you know, fucking... I was going to say hatch. They didn't hatch, but you know what I mean. Like, that means he thinks they're kids, but they're really in their, like, 60s, 70s
at
this point.
Oh, no, not by this
They're
point.
Close to
they're
death.
Fucking, they're in their 90s, mate.
They're in their 90s. But, dude, it makes sense why Alvin's always hitting on all the women, because he's an adult.
I guess so. I mean, to be fair, I was like... I was like, Theodore looks kind of different. They like, did they fucking change his character model? No, they recast him. The original one died.
What Dave doesn't know is that, oh no, what he doesn't tell them is that they're actually like the fifth iteration of chipmunks.
Yeah.
And that each time they've just died and he's found more and named them Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. That's why, dude, that's why they never learn anything.
Oh,
that's why they're
the
same in every movie.
And he has to blind one of them slightly so that they need glasses.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is so dark.
He overfeeds one of them.
Come on, you'll be just like before.
Oh, man. So good.
But no, what you were saying about them looking different, though, the animation style is different. Like, it's less realistic and it's more shit. And I thought, like, that's crazy that I thought they had, like, a much lower budget. Because maybe all their budget went into, like, all LMFAO. Of the celebrity cameos and LMFAO. And that big party in the beginning. Because they look... Do you know what? They look more Pixar, Pixarified, because they look more like a lot of the Pixar stuff we've seen now, where, you know, it's a lot more kind of really like smoother, rounder, kind of bigger eyes and like more kind of childish kind of stuff. And then also they don't look as, not that they were like photorealistic before, but they don't look as realistic. They look more kind of CG and computer.
Yeah, I wonder if that was like
animated kind of deal.
Yeah, that was probably a because they. It's not like they don't look bad. They just look...
no, but they're just a bit off.
I see what you mean about like the lower budget thing.
Yeah,
like I think it's probably just a you know. Stylized, like, kids are like this more now. Do this.
Yeah, 100%.
But, yeah. What I did like is
that... But it is probably because they are different chipmunks.
Yeah, no, they are. 100%. We've cracked the code. but also, I did like... So the Chipettes are there, And they're
the
like,
chuputs.
They say something like, oh, we're going to be judging American Idol or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, but then Dave turns up at the party and they just fucking run off. They leave because they're like, oh, if anyone needs us, we'll be across the country. But then they just fucking left. That's the last you see of them until the end of the film. So it was like,
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, she was serious. She wasn't just saying that because they're leaving soon. Yeah. They're fucking gone. And Dave doesn't give two fucks. He's like, oh, yeah, they're gone. Cool. All right, let's play mini golf. It's just
they weren't my kids anyway, really.
Yeah. Just fucking wild, man.
So one thing that I kind of was confused about is I thought by the time we got to, like, the third movie, because the Chipettes, you know, they're introduced in the second one. I thought that by the time we got to the third movie, they all lived with Dave and he was like, he had like adopted them because he always said that they were his kids.
Yeah, 100%.
And that he'd adopted them. But at the end of this movie, you have this big thing where he's like, I'm going to adopt you kids and now you're legally my kids.
Yeah, I was like, why is it taking like, this long?
You done that? I thought you'd done this already. Yeah. What are you talking about? Although the I don't know what you call her, like a, I don't know if she's supposed to be a lawyer or whatever. The like person who's signing it all off is brilliant. She's just like, all right, so they are officially, you've officially adopted them as your kids, so they have the same rights as any other kid. They are now legally in the eyes of the law, normal regular children. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're chipmunks.
They're chipmunks though. I mean, she's not a very good lawyer because
they're also close to death.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she doesn't care. She's like, I can tell these chipmunks are just going to die tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but she's probably like, I have to deal with some crazies sometimes, so I'm just gonna let him adopt the chipmunks.
Nah, she's all not right. A very good lawyer because she's like that. He goes, he's signing the document, and they're like, they're like, oh my, because they don't know that they're getting adopted. He's like, we've got to go to the courthouse. And then she's like, sign this paper so you can adopt the children. And then they go like, oh my God, Dave, are you for real? And it, like, he signs the paper. He's like, I hereby adopt them. And then she just goes, she says the line, and I think it's something like, I just need you to say it something more legally sounding. And I was like, bro, are you fucking for real? Like, don't you mean, yeah, you need to sign this document as well? Not, yeah, just say it. Just say, yeah.
Just say yes, but make it more like a legally sounding thing. So that it's just kind of, just for me.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they go, something that I also hadn't realized until this film made it apparent, is that
right?
Dave's girlfriend from the first one,
yeah,
I guess they just broke up at some point. Because
I don't remember whether, did we ever have a thing where like...
So at the end of the first
one... Was she in the second one?
No. I looked it up. I had to look it up. I was like, I'm sure she was. But no, she's like... So at the end of the first one is, he's got this girlfriend. She's like, you suck. I'm leaving. And then, or maybe she's not a girlfriend. Anyway, the love interest at the end, they get together and she's like, oh my God, I love these chipmunks. That's so cute. It shows you have responsibility. And he's like, yep. And they're like, cool, we're together now. And then we never see her again. I thought she was in the second one. I looked it up. She's not. She just never appears again.
Yeah, it's because she found out about the chipmunks and he had to bury her. She found out. She was like, wait a minute, you've been exploiting these chipmunks for 7 years.
And he went,
but they only live for three, right? And he's like,
poof.
Yeah.
And he just knocked her over the head with a shovel.
Bang.
Oh.
It's I mean, essentially, it's the whole story is that Dave's got a new lady, and she's got a son of her own, a son of her very own, who's not a chipmunk. So he's
25-year-old man.
Yeah, pretending to be a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. And he is like, he's immediately no warning for no real reason, like assaulting the chipmunks and and also like selling them to people and all this sort of shit. Like, he's just immediately abusing them. And then later on, you get the whole thing of where he's like, my dad left me. And you're like, oh, fuck's sake. He does the dramatic, like, everybody's going to leave me because he's got daddy issues. And who even wants another dad anyway?
Yeah. You know. I was just like, god damn. Like, this fucking guy. Because later on, they're like, they say something like, oh, I thought I had it somewhere, but I don't think I do. But it's like, they're getting along, and they're like, oh, because the whole thing is, yeah.
They think that Dave's going to Miami to this awards thing or whatever, this like record signing thing, with his partner, who I think he like, they met because she's a singer or something, and
she's a doctor.
She's a doctor, isn't she? Because he did something. Oh, it's the girl. It's Bella Thorne.
Yeah,
her character that we see like twice.
Yeah,
she's the one who he signed her music stuff or something, right?
Yeah.
So they go into Miami. He gets the plus one, which he brings the doctor lady. And the two of them are going off to Miami for some rest and relaxation, and then, you know, they get their big party thing that they're going to go into, and the chipmunks find a ring and they think that he's going to propose to her and everything, and then both the chipmunks and the brat guy, they're all like, we don't want them to get married because then we'll be brothers and we'll be at each other's throats forever
and you'll continue assaulting us.
And so begins the road trip, which, by the way, is in no way a road trip. There is no road trip in this movie.
Absolutely not. On the cover, I was like, oh, they're going to be in the old red car with the open top. This is going to be great. And then they just get in a fucking Toyota Prius for 5 minutes and drive to Miami. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, they get on a plane, they get kicked off the plane, and then... For, like, they piss off this the guy who's the replacement for Ian, pretty much.
Hell, just this,
like,
yeah.
This, like, Sky Marshal.
It's Tony Hale, baby.
Yeah, Tony, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
They were like, David Cross, we couldn't convince him to come back for a fourth time, so we'll get another guy from Arrested Development. Fucking love it.
Who's also, like, bald.
yeah, or balding.
yeah. But yeah, so it's the kind of usual shenanigans, like they get kicked off the plane partway through, so then they have to like busk and take buses and stuff from here to there to try and make their way to Miami. And like at one point they start doing a fucking line, they start like a line dance in like a fucking southern bar and then start a bar fight, and then they go to New Orleans and they're in a big jazz parade or whatever in New Orleans singing Uptown Funk. It's and they're just sort of incredible. Here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's not a road trip.
No, it's fucking not. But by the end of it, as you can imagine, they're like, you know what? Maybe we do like each other, and it wouldn't be terrible, you know, if we were brothers. But they literally say the line, because, yeah, right at the end, they're, like, celebrating that they've sabotaged the... Alvin's stolen the ring. So they're like, hell yeah, they're not going to get engaged. And then the 25-year-old boy is like... oh, fuck you guys. And then that stomps off.
Yeah. What he said was, you're celebrating like it's the Super Bowl. So why would I even want to know you anymore?
Yeah.
Puts his earphones in, walks away.
Walks away, And then Theo gets hit by a car and fucking dies.
They literally do the thing where they're like, oh no, a car's coming. But he can't hear us because he has his AirPods
yeah,
in.
Yeah. It's the invention of the meme. It was the first instance. But yes, Theo saves his life or whatever, and he's also fine.
He's just fine.
But they're like, we're sorry. We haven't been fair to you since day one. And I was like, the guy literally tied Theodore to a windmill the second he met you. I think it's pretty fair. Like,
yeah, he sold Theodore. He
sold him
money and sold Theodore. And like, Theodore's like, because he's selling him to this kid, and this kid's like, $20 is a bit much for a chipmunk. And I was like, actually, I feel like it's probably not.
Yeah.
But then he's like, it's a talking fucking chipmunk. What are you talking about? And he's like, eh. And then Theodore's like, I also sing. Starts doing all this stuff, and then he's like, all right, that's I'll do that for 20. I was like, what? And then he just belongs to this kid now.
Yeah. Fucking Theo got fucking trafficked. That's
what, yeah, he literally did.
Alvin and then, the Chipmunks 4 at Theo gets trafficked. Jesus.
Oh man.
But yeah,
but then so but he does. Yeah, he was abusing them from the start.
He was. I mean, they meet when they first meet Dave's girlfriend as well. I swear to God. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about many other instances. But this film feels way more hornier than the previous one. Yeah, because
there's moments, but. Well, I wouldn't maybe say so overall.
There's a lot more instances where the chipmunks, mainly Alvin, but not always, are trying to fuck grown women.
Oh, that's true.
Because
that's true.
Even to the point where, fuck, Dave goes, "Hi guys, I want you to meet my girlfriend. My girlfriend. I'm introducing you." My children to my grown adult girlfriend. And Alvin is still like, hey, baby, you want a piece of this? I was like, Alvin's going to fuck Dave's girlfriend.
Alvin cucks Dave from his girlfriend.
He's gonna cuck him.
Alvin and the chipmunks for like five chip cuck. it's so dumb because she's like, you know, she's like, oh, you guys are adorable or something, and then I was like, don't you mean irresistible? And then kisses her hand.
Yeah,
like, bro, what are you
bro,
doing?
Chill. That's your dad's. That's your new mum.
Yeah, and supposedly you guys are like 5 years old or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Human Dave will kill him. If he steps out alive, Dave will replace him.
He's like, I got a box of replacements, buddy.
I mean, she asked, like, when they meet, I found this fucking so funny. Because she was like, she's like, so are the chipmunks, like, are they like your adopted kids or how does that, or she goes, or how does that work? And I was like, are you fucking like, do you really think that Dave fucked a chipmunk once?
He's like, no, they are my biological children.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, what the fuck did you think? Really?
Yeah. And we get more of this idea of like, what is it that these people are used to in this reality?
Yes, because every film,
like,
it's
when they go up to when they go to the bar, the like fucking hoedown southern bar. They get up on the stage and the guy's like, because they do this thing where they come into this bar and the guy's like, "You have to be 21 to come on out into the bar here. You can't. Gonna have to kick you out." And he's like, "Unless you know someone who can sing, because our guy's stuck in traffic or something like that." And they're like, "Well,
we."
And then they get up on the stage and he's like, "Introducing the Chipmunks." And then everybody's just kind of like, not that bothered about it. And then they start singing and people do the thing where they're looking at each other like, hey, these guys are pretty good. But and then they all start like, and start dancing. And I was like, they're talking chipmunks though.
But also, it's weird because they're like, that the chipmunks are should be an established pop group, like well-known
worldwide phenomenon.
And, like, because they haven't been doing it for a couple of years, everyone's forgotten, I guess. Because
there seems to be a weird thing in this, where they're, like, bummed out that they're just, like, kind of almost washed up.
Yeah.
Because the Chipettes are out there doing shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because they're, like, they're in that bar, someone mentions the Chipettes, and then it's like, no, we're the Chipmunks. And then they're like, oh... I was like, bro, what's the difference? Tell me the fucking difference in this shit. It's just weird, man. This whole universe is...
Yeah. But it is weird that the Chipettes, like... Again, you see them a couple times. They're off hosting American Idol, and then they come in at the end to help out. And you're like, who's with them? What's happening? Why are they just on their own? Why does Dave not give two shits about them?
Yeah, because they mention it's like, oh, the Chipettes are allowed to live by themselves and do whatever. And then Dave's like, yeah, well, I can trust the Chipettes, but you guys are acting like a bunch of kids again. And it's like, man, someone's gonna, you know, those Chipettes shouldn't be allowed to live by themselves. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, 2015, man, that was...
Yeah, Hollywood's a dark place.
Hollywood's a dark place, yeah.
But we need to talk about the airport. Because... and the airport and the air disaster. Because, like, first off, they're going... They're like, oh, we only have money for... the kid maxes out his mum's credit card.
Yeah.
So he's like...
Which is like, why? Because the Chipmunks are an international sensation and they have their own money?
Yeah! Yeah! Exactly!
So, why? Why? Either they don't have access to their money because Dave's taken it away.
Dave's stolen it. 100%.
Or, you know, Dave has been exploiting them all this time, so he has all their money, which makes more sense.
Yeah.
But then how did they organise that massive party? I don't know.
With Dave's credit card.
With Dave's credit card, I guess, yeah. They just, yeah, because he's like, no, I hold on to your money for you, and when I need more, you make me more.
Yeah. This is called my fee. You know, you do the work, but I drive you to the concerts. I technically work for you, so this is my fee, and it's 95%.
And it doesn't matter, you can't do anything about it because you'll be dead in 2.5 years.
Yeah. They're like, what?
Sixth iteration of Chipmunk.
What? Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'll start another one.
But yeah, so the guy, the fucking 25-year-old boy, is like the most sus person in an airport ever. Like, the fuck, he goes through security and somehow they like don't flag up. Well, they see is one of the chipmunks, like, I think it's Alvin, isn't it?
Oh my god, dude, I couldn't believe that. So it doesn't make any sense, for one, because they're like, oh, Theodore's in the cargo hold or whatever. I was like, okay, why didn't you do that for all three of them?
Yeah, why didn't you all go? Yeah,
then he's got Alvin in his backpack and Simon hiding in his like jumper or coat or whatever. So he's hiding in his on his person. And I was like, why? Put them both in the backpack.
Put them all together.
But put them all together, like, in the hold anyway. But
yeah,
it's whatever. So then he's like stuffs Alvin in the backpack and goes to put him through. And I turned to Raisa and I was like, wait, what? But he's just going to show up on the X-ray. And then he fucking did. I was like, what? And they're like, what the fuck is this? There's a fucking chipmunk body in your bag.
And then he's like, nah, it's a doll. Look, it bends and shit. And it's like, but...
And he starts assaulting him more.
Yeah, and he twists his fucking neck around. Like, but...
He was going to pop his head off.
But again, right? Sorry for my squeaky chair, by the way. Again, Like, what's the... What are the rules for the uni... Because
yeah,
she would... If they look like normal chipmunks, she would look at that and be like, that's a normal... That's a chipmunk. That's a real yeah. chipmunk that you've got there. Either it's dead, that's why it's not moving, or it's alive, both of which are not allowed on the plane. Like, it's just fucking wild. And then she's like, well, all right, I believe you that it's you know, a toy, but I've got to do a body search. And she literally, fuck it, this is so dumb. She goes, body search! Like, screams the fucking time. I was like, the fuck was that?
Like, also, apparently looking. She's from Orange is the New Black as well. She's like one of the actresses in that.
Yeah, I haven't... I've
There's
only
so many
seen
cameos
bits.
I didn't recognise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But every time Risa was like, oh my god, that person's from this.
I
was
yeah,
like,
oh. It's fucking wild, man. But that, yeah, so she's like, body search! And then, like, he, like, Simon's nervous, so then the guy's nervous. He's like, oh, you don't have to search me. You know, you can just let this slide. Ooh, and I was like, this is fuck it. There's no way he would. The security is like, well, you're arrested because, like,
yeah.
He's like, they're like,
clearly
oh, I have
you're
to do-
doing something
yeah,
wrong.
I have to do a body search. And he's like, no, don't. For
You'll
no
find
reason.
My
but-
drugs.
Yeah, but don't, though. And then, like, to the point where, as far as she can see, he's so nervous about getting searched, he's pissed and shat himself.
Yeah.
Because Simon's scared or something, so he starts to piss, and then he does, like, a little chipmunk
shit. He pees down his trouser leg and whatever, so she thinks it's him.
Yeah. Time. Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, I don't get paid enough, so just get on the plane. I was like, bro... What is this? Like, what yeah. is this fucking shit? Oh, and then
God.
Yeah.
Imagine if that plane went down. She'd be like,
It should have done.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. She
yeah,
would have
had a fucking
up.
Whole zoo on that plane.
Yeah, man. Who the fuck's bringing a monkey on a plane? Like, what?
Also, that monkey, 100% was the monkey from like Night at the Museum and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's all. I don't. It must. I don't know, like, because it's also the same monkey from Friends, Marcel, but I don't know if, like, they're always the same, if it's just that one same monkey, or because you know how in films they'll use, like, they'll be, like, the dog in the film, but it's actually, like, 12 different dogs for different days and stuff, like, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wonder if the monkey's got a credit.
It's another celebrity cameo.
Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a celebrity cameo.
Because it does it does the thing where it, like, does the grin, like, upside down, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. It's like, yeah. Maybe it's just another cameo, yeah.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
But, yeah. But one thing I thought throughout the whole film, like, they're being bullied by this fucking kid, this man boy. Who looks like he's the kind of, it's that specific thing where he's too much of a, like, he looks like too much of a kind of young up and coming actor that you're like, they're trying to put him in as like the new pass the torch to this peppy young, kind of actor who,
yeah,
you know, kind of, it's kind of like a Disney, you know, you get like the up and coming Disney kid actors, or whatever. Maybe he was from that. I don't know. But
I did look him up because at first I was like, is that the fucking I'm not a surgeon guy? But no, it's not.
Yeah.
He looks vaguely similar to him, but no.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're having all these issues with him. And then I was like, why don't they just scratch him up?
Yeah, kill him.
They did that. They did to kill him. they did it in the one where they had to go to school. The second film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alvin fucking scratched this guy up.
Yeah.
Basically killed him. Maybe they're feral fucking creatures.
Maybe it's because they're like, well, there's a chance that he could, like, we can't fuck this up for Dave, you know?
Well, they didn't know who he was initially.
Initially,
when he came in and was like, oh, this was your ball? No, I'm going to throw it away. Also, I'm going to hang your brother from this windmill. They'd be like, all right, let's do it. Let's go. let's throw down. And then scratches them up.
Maybe they're on parole. Maybe they've done it before. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. Chipmunks 5 on parole. Music industry's rough, man.
But yeah, so that's when they Theodore frees the monkey, and the monkey frees all the other animals, and then the plane goes down.
They land it safely, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Buster from Arrested Development is the air marshal. Yeah, so he's like, I mean, he's not much of an antagonist. Because
needed somebody. It felt like they needed somebody to drive things along.
Yeah, but they just like he just chases them, and he's like always one step behind. He gets to like, he finally catches up, and he's like, "I've got you now." And they're like, "Yeah, well, we're going home now." He's like, "All right, that's it." Like, it's just,
and then so weird. on their way back. So there's a bit. They have the whole thing in New Orleans where they uptown funk a bit and whatever. And then because Dave sees it on the TV, they then, I don't know if they go to New Orleans. I don't know, but they just meet them at an airport and they're like, you guys are so fucked. And then he's like, but we have to do this thing in Miami, so you're going to have to come back with me. And the chipmunks are like, oh, cool. And he's like, but you're still grounded. Shut the fuck up. Don't make me, you know, replace you.
again.
But that's when, like, they're walking through this kind of resort hotel thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, where everyone's at the pool. And you've got this shot as they're, like, as the chipmunks are walking along, where they're just looking up at all the babes, like, lying across the stuff. Again, I'm just like, who is this film for?
Me.
Why are the chipmunks thirsting over
literally,
all these,
it's
like,
so
adult human women.
This is what I'm saying. This is the horniest one, because I don't remember there being like, I mean, it's literally just hundreds of women in bikinis, like, because it's
yeah,
by a pool.
It's true.
It's the most naked and the most thirsty the chipmunks have ever been. It's like so like, woo, yeah. And then so they get to the hotel, they're grounded, and Dave's like, yeah, we're going to dinner. This is where they think Dave's going to propose, which is so fucking dumb. We'll get to that.
It's such a dumb thing what happens, yeah.
Like, and I fucking knew it as well. Anyway, but Dave's like, I've hired a babysitter to look after you. And she's just like some, like, dumb teenage girl sort of thing. She's like on FaceTime or something. She doesn't even know that they're there because they sneak out and whatever. But on FaceTime, she's talking to someone about like some boy, like, because you see her looking at her phone and she's looking at some guy's Facebook profile or some shit. But
I thought it was going to be the man boy as well.
Oh yeah, that would
be. When the photo came up, I thought it was going to reveal to be him, but it just was some. It was just a random thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it was so
didn't need to be in the scene.
But it was so because it was so she could be like, yeah, I know he's not like the best looking, but he's like so hairy and small and cuddly, and you know he's kind of animalistic. So then the chipmunks are like, she's talking about us.
Yeah, they're like, hey, yo.
Yeah, then they're all fucking at it again. All of them. All three. Usually it's just Alvin. But this time it was all of them. They're all like, you know, man boys like, come on. Because they go in to nick the ring. That's why they're there. And they're trying to sneak out again. And he's like, come on. Like, you've got the ring. Let's fucking go. And they're like, there she is. She's saying how much she likes chipmunks. Maybe she could... But you know what I mean? There's just like,
just so weird. It's like, why does that have to be in it? It's just dumb.
It's just so pointless. It's just so dumb.
Like, she literally did not need to be in it at all. They didn't need to have that babysitter idea or anything.
No.
Added nothing to it.
Literally, it adds that literally the only reason she's there is so they can be like, we're attracted to ladies. Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
But then the fucking ring, the engagement, it's so dumb because they get to dinner and they're like, they've nicked the ring, they're sabotaging, they're like, oh, we've changed our minds. And then it's the big reveal where they're like, sorry, Dave, we stole the ring. And we're sorry that we've messed up your engagement. And he's like, my engagement? That ring isn't mine. It's for my sound guy. And I was like, bro, like, fuck off, dude. Like, what? He's brought his sound engineer's ring from LA to give to his sound. Like, what is that?
It is so dumb. You could make the argument of like, well, his sound guy didn't want his like fiance to find the ring, so he gave it to the guy who he knew was on the trip with him to hold on to it. But it's just such like the fact that he's like, oh no, it's not mine. It's the sound engineer guy's one.
That you've never seen before.
Like, you've seen him once. You saw him earlier when they were in the booth, and then he was like telling Theodore he couldn't have the couch crisps. And then he did. It's dumb.
But it's just so...
Because and then
he has
after
the ring like right at the start of the film as well. Like, yeah. He just has it the whole time. It's like he's... Because it's in a shopping bag, so it's like he's gone out and bought it.
The
sound engineer, I guess. But you're just like, that's so lazy. Like, what? Come on.
Because then afterwards, Dave... Obviously, this whole thing happens. And then Dave is like... He has this line where he... I think he takes them back to the apartment or whatever. And he's like, I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in you guys than I am right now. And they're like, oh, no, I don't. And then he leaves. And I was like, what? More than the time when you got stranded on a desert island? Because they wanted to fuck about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on. What are you talking about?
Or the multiple times that they've destroyed your house, including the end of this film as
including
well.
The end of this film. Stupid. I mean, I think the only other honourable mention, apart from the fact that Dave is barely in this, and it just kind of felt... It did feel like this was like the last legs of a Chipmunk movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The really
of whatever, the whatever of magic the it had in the previous ones. But there's just a bit where it's kind of the little heart-to-heart bit where... The man boy is talking to the chipmunks and they're all sat underneath this tree. And then he's like, my dad left me when I was 5 and blah, blah, blah. And then he's saying about how like, oh, they're saying, you know, what's his name? Dave. They're like, Dave won't abandon you. Like he'll stay. Like he's not going to run off like your dad. And then he's like, oh yeah. Well then why are you making this trip? To like, you know, break them up. And I was like, well, they're making this trip because you abuse them and they don't want to be related to you.
You're the problem. Yeah. They're like, we're saying Dave's not going to abandon us, dude. Like, he would never abandon us. He'd abandon you because you're a piece of shit.
It's probably why your dad abandoned you as well. Oh, no, I couldn't. It was right there.
I had to set you up. It was right there. Bad film, good.
Oh, brilliant. No, this was, but the other thing. Just out of curiosity, we looked it up. The guy who plays Dave, this was his last live action like project that he's done, and
oh,
he just
really?
Does voice. He just does voice work now.
My name is O.
That was after, I think. Sorry, oh. No. This was after.
Yeah,
I think.
This was after. Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. Oh man, that's sad. Although not so he really, was just—he was never
he was
an
like,
actor in the first place.
He's he a, was just like. What were you going to say? He's a voice actor.
Yeah, but he was never a actor to begin with. He was a professional skateboarder. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why. So he's in Skate 3, as a voice, as like the instructor coach guy. I don't know if
oh,
you ever played it.
Yeah.
But he's like yeah. That's him. And that's
yeah.
why, because he's a...
But he's just done voice work. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just love that idea that he's like...
This ruined him.
Fourth Chipmunks film. Think I'm done.
Yeah.
That's about it. Because he is barely in it. So I think he was just like, yeah.
I mean, do you remember the second one? He, like, gets in an accident at the start and then never returns until the end.
Yeah. Like... To be fair, he's not that much in the third one either, really.
Not really. He's only really in the first one, I think. Probably.
Yeah. Because the focus was more on him, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Film.
Bad film, not great. Mid. Actually, I'm going to say not good. I'm going to say bad film, not good. Because all of the weird fucking, like... kind of corporate like shilling
yeah
it was
actually,
doing
yeah.
where it was just like, oh guys, look at the chipmunks, they're singing with LMFAO. isn't this cool?
Yeah, you
don't
know
you
what
think
you are right
cool?
It is bad film good because of LMFAO.
No.
Now I was gonna say, do you know what, it's no worse than the third one, like it's on par, but actually nah, come to think of it, at least that one had a plot.
You yeah, know, and it felt more like a movie. This
yeah.
one felt like, hey, look at the chipmunks in all the crazy situations. Isn't
yeah,
this wild?
Yeah.
Look who they're meeting now.
It's just nothing. The story
it's
is
nothing.
Nothing.
It's just, yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bad film, not good. Yeah, but, what were you going to say, sir?
No, I just said fuck them.
Oh. All right, well... Look, that's everything that we've got for this week. Next week, we are doing... We've mentioned it. We said we were going to do it for weeks. But we're finally doing it. We're doing Movie 43 with Terrence Howard's weird maths. New maths, baby. Maths 2. We'll finally get into Maths 2.
Sometimes 1 equals 2, guys. Believe it.
So stupid. I can't
I wonder
wait
if
to
he's...
talk about that.
I wonder if he's proud that he lost his fucking Marvel gig because he was such a dickhead.
Because he was like, look, I've invented maths again. I'm like, we'll just
everyone else in the universe is wrong, and I am right about maths too.
I cannot wait. I'm not even bothered about the film. I just wanted an excuse to talk about fucking Maths 2 with Terrence Howard.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so if you want to help out the show, give us a like.
Brilliant.
Like that video, hit subscribe. If you want to hit the notification bell to get updated when we post our next videos, that would be good. Share
it's
the
crazy.
Videos as well.
it's crazy that you can remember that better from having watched it on other videos.
Yeah, I know.
Than the thing we do.
So, what do we do? Oh, yeah.
We leave reviews. Well, they should leave reviews.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, leave a review.
Tell us if you want Alvin and the Chipmunks 5. Give us 5 chipmunks out of 5.
5 chipmunks out of 5, then we'll know... We'll write to the producers of Hollywood.
Yeah. The producers of Hollywood, yeah. The guild.
Yeah, you know, there's only 4 of them.
It'll be so urgent that they'll give the writers all the pay they deserve just to get them back, just to write the new one.
Nah, we'll just be scabs.
Yeah.
We'll write it.
Yeah, fuck them.
But
I want an Alvin and the Chipmunks 5 where it's just the like a police drama where they uncover this horrific slew of murders, just involving an enormous amount of chipmunks having been murdered over the years, or like just dead and replaced.
It's The Prestige, but with chipmunks. Dave is cloned. Yeah.
Oh my god, it is. It's The Prestige.
Yeah, Michael Caine's like, I told you not to mess with this technology. The chipmunks were a sacred bond.
They sang.
Master Wayne.
They sang, Master Wayne.
And Russell Crowe. No, the other one. What's his name? Wolverine. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I always get mixed up because of fucking lame ears.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Yeah, if you want to keep up to date, TikTok, Instagram.
Not we're on Threads. No.
yeah, follow us on Threads at Badfield.
Not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You have to. It's your job. No, I edit. You do the social media.
I'm not doing it. No to Threads. Hashtag no to Threads.
Yeah, I'll set one up. but as always, we'll leave you with...
I always forget about the ukulele bit.
It's no AI wars, baby. It's where we put a bit of context. We used to do inspirational quote from Inspirobot, which is a random quote slapped onto a random image. And then I got bored of it and didn't find it funny anymore. So I started doing quotes, I started getting memes from ImageFlip, which is just random AI generated memes. And then Inspirobot got funny and we started pitting them against each other. It's currently Inspirobot 8, ImageFlip 7. ImageFlip's crawled its way back.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you've gave it
scummy some easy little belly.
you go
also,
first.
Quick side note. Yes. We did miss the dinner bell because we recorded after Aiden got his dinner bell.
For fuck's sake.
So we unfortunately didn't get that this week. I know that people were waiting till the end to see if it was going to come about. But just a bit of a late recording this time. So,
hey man, you know, you don't always get the dinner bell. It's a recurring segment, but only when it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Listen up. Yeah. Thanks for saying that because we would have got emails. but yeah, do you want to go first? Yeah. What's your inspiration?
Yeah, I could go first. So I've got a very nice kind of like, it's kind of like a chilly, woodland kind of. Kind of situation. You've got like a big open field covered in snow with a light mist. This is all on the bottom kind of part of the screen with a light mist kind of hazing upwards, into like the little, the kind of woodland trees that you can see. Looks like we've kind of seen the edge of a big forest that could stretch off like, you know, who knows how far. And you've got some kind of tall glacial mountains kind of, brushing up to the top of the image, against a sky, just night sky filled with stars and constellations, and you can see all sorts of incredible stuff. This place is free from pollution. Never seen a day of pollution in its life. It's a real sight to be seen. And there's a guy stood with his hands in his pockets, in the middle of this field of snow, looking out across this incredible scene, and the text literally written into the stars says, "Your father is a beast."
that's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Good. Well, mine, I feel like Image Flip has heard you. You know what we were saying about Image Flip would be funnier if it was just like short, like one sentences sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't overstep its boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like the last, I think maybe it was the one before, recently it did it and it was hilarious. And then this is another one. It's fucking learning, dude. This is a Yoda.
I like that.
Was that a fart?
No, I said I don't like that.
Oh, sorry. Otherwise,
be a weird fart if that was.
I don't like that. But yeah. So this is a Yoda meme, and it's. I'll do it in the voice.
The Force is come.
The Stupid. Force is come. Look.
Nah.
I was real confident, but
yeah.
Yours is too topical.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, your father's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your dad, Aiden.
That he is.
Who I just imagine is the most, like, geezer, just like. What? Gazer.
It can be. Depends how many stellars you said.
Yeah. That's a beast.
Put a gazer. Go down a pub.
Watch some singing chipmunks.
Yeah. Where the girl wants at?
Yeah. No. Oh yeah, by the way, they just show up at the end of the film and they're like, we'll sing a song with you, and then that's like it. They're just they're sidelined, nobody gives a fuck.
Just throw that in there. Yeah.
I'll just throw that in there.
Because at the end, just quickly, at the end they're like, we've gotta sing a song for Dave to show him how much we love him. And then they do. And they call the Chipettes and they're like, hey, can you come sing this song? And they're like, yeah, we can leave all our responsibilities and duties for this, you know.
In the middle of shooting.
From this national phenomenon of a show that everyone watches. To come sing a fucking song with you. Yeah, we'll do that. Don't worry about it.
All those people waiting in line.
Yeah.
To sing an American Idol.
I think I've got the X Factor. My name's...
I'm doing this for me, Nan.
Yeah, I'm... yeah, because it feel like... Yeah,
it's always the sub-story.
In hospital at the moment. And it's like, hear my heart, because yeah. You are the reason. And they're like, yeah, I just really need to win this, because my Nan, she, and the last thing she ever said to me was... Win X Factor. Because you are the reason. Yeah. But it's like, sorry, it's just really getting to me.
And it's like some 5-year-old kid, and all the judges are like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and then they walk on stage, they walk on stage, and everyone's like, and then it's like, what's your name?
You've got Simon Cowell be like, what are you here for?
Yeah. Do you see that one? It's been going on for like 3 minutes. Just complaining about American Idol and or X Factor.
Yeah.
What was the point of this?
I think we were saying bye. That's it. Bye.
Bye.